Let me tell you a story. The conductor, Sir Thomas Beecham, was attending a prestigious reception and was in conversation with someone he recognized, but whose name he couldn't recall. He began the conversation, desperate to find a clue to the person's identity. "So, are you well?" "Yes, thank you." "And the family?" "Yes, they are fine." "And your husband, is he well?" "Yes, very well, thank you." "And is he still in the same line of business?" "Yes, he's still the king." Many of us could be in that position. We see somebody and we think, what's their name? Where do we know them from? And it can be quite embarrassing. And we may puzzle about it, but the event passes. What we do remember, though, are those mountaintop experiences. Powerful, unexpected, and wonderful. They can be very private or shared with others, and they travel through life with us. They are God-given treasures. An ordinary day for Peter, James, and John, traveling with Jesus, would be transformed when he chose them to go up the mountain with him. Their understanding of who Jesus was would change and grow as they witnessed the glory of God surrounding and acknowledging him. Here he was, talking with Moses, the great lawgiver, and Elijah, the greatest of the prophets, both long dead. But Jesus was their fulfillment, linking the past into the present and into the future. For he was the promised Messiah, the Son of God. They would feel fear, just as we would. But as it passed, then they wanted to hold on to preserve the wonder and amazement of the moment by suggesting that they would build shelters, keeping Jesus, Moses, and Elijah there with them on the mountainside. But life is not like that. It and we have to move on, living each day to the best of our ability. Maybe we will be a tiny, shining light, reflecting our faith, God's glory and love. That day was life-changing for Peter, James, and John, but also for Jesus. He surely needed affirmation from God that he would not be forsaken on his journey to the cross. As in his baptism, now in his transfiguration, God's voice was heard as he spoke through the cloud. "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." No wonder the disciples then kept silent, God's voice, the dazzling whiteness of Jesus' clothes, and the change in his face, all following on from a time when they went to the mountain to pray. Our prayers, our lives cannot be separated from the world that we live in. Listen to him was God's command, and our longing for peace, a compassionate, supported, loving freedom for all God's people must surely be the message for this day and the days ahead. It was a mountaintop experience. Allow me to share with you on this day a mountaintop experience. And it really was. On pilgrimage to the Holy Land with Thorn Tong. Some of you may remember him as superintendent minister, but he moved on, dare I say, in 1996. But my sister Mary and I, we went on pilgrimage with Paul. And I hope some of you have been to the Holy Land. A few nights. I don't know what will happen now with the troubles in Israel. But we went, and we went to Mount Tabor. Steep hairpin bends, and we went up by taxi. A good number of us by taxis. And when we got to the top, we could see the mist coming up from below. And then the thunder started and the lightning. And then it started to rain. Not gentle rain, heavy, heavy rain with hail. And we ran up to the Church of the Transfiguration. And each side of it, there was a chapel for Elijah, a chapel for Moses. And we squeezed into this, the back of the church. And we waited and waited until this incredible downpour finished. We looked in the church and there was a service of communion going on. So we just stood quietly at the back. The taxis hadn't been able to run because of the weather. And we waited in a flat area. And when the taxis did come up, who got into them? All the leaders and the priests of other parties that were up there. The pilgrims were left standing. But eventually we got down, and when we went down to the town, the people were saying, we've never ever experienced anything like this before. It was incredible. It was a mountaintop experience. And that afternoon, the sun shone, it was warm, and the roads were dry. Something to be treasured. Our mountaintop experiences, I know for me, won't come like that again. But each one of you will have incredible moments that you will treasure, that will feed you, and that will remind you that God is behind everything, supporting us and leading us. I close with some words from a URC minister, the Reverend Andy Braunston. The glory found on the mountain peak is found also in the darkness at the bottom of the valley, in the busyness of the street, and in the quiet dusk of the countryside. Sometimes, as God's people, we're called to find where that glory is already dwelling. Other times, we're called with unveiled faces and open minds to radiate God's glory where it will make a difference. And, of course, always to see that the glory we encounter in church is designed first and foremost to change us so we don't get in God's way. And that made me smile. God has a plan, and so often we can interrupt it or slow it down by our actions or lack of them. So may we live out our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks be to God.